We're going to have our Bible reading for this morning. And Samuel is going to come and read for us. Thank you, Samuel.
It is from the book of Luke Gospel, chapter 24, verses 1 to 8 and 36 to 44. First, I will read verses 1 to 8. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he had told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. Now I am reading verses 36 to 44. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do your doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones. As you see, I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish. And he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Thank you.
Thank you, Samuel. And do be seated. So Jesus rose from the dead. Or did he? Did Jesus really rise from the dead? Do people rise from the dead? They don't tend to rise from the dead, do they? And yet we have been singing about it and celebrating it, that Jesus is alive. Well, not everyone would agree with that, as you may imagine. Can we have the next slide? The swoon theory. Let me try and explain this to you. This would say that Jesus didn't actually die on the cross. Of course, he was badly beaten up and everything, and he was placed in the tomb, but he managed to revive himself. You know, 3 days in the cold tomb, he managed to regain his strength, and after 3 days, he managed to get up and push the stone away, and then he went into hiding after that. And that's why we never saw him. But he didn't actually rise from the dead. Now we're going to put our little detective hats on here maybe. What do we think about that?
Rubbish!
Rubbish! Why is it rubbish? Why? David? Yep.
apostles would not have done what they did.
Okay, so the apostles, the followers of Jesus, they believed that Jesus rose from the dead because they continued to give that message out. So that's one good reason, isn't it? Say, well, crucifixion usually finished you off. I think the Roman soldiers knew what they were doing, didn't they? And kind of points to the fact he was dead. Yeah. Arnie? Right, so that's okay. So this theory is not maybe quite as strong as it might look. Pat's got another reason.
Well, after the treatment he's had, I don't think he'd have the strength to push that bloody great stone out of the way.
Right, okay. So he was so weak that he was dead. But if he wasn't dead, he would have been so weak. He wouldn't have, you know, it's just a kind of silly notion, really. Any other suggestions as to...
I don't think the four Gospels would tell fibs.
Sorry, the...
I don't think the four Gospels would tell fibs.
They wouldn't tell fibs, because they all say the same thing, don't they? Yeah. Okay. Any other suggestions as to why we don't believe that Jesus didn't die? Yeah, absolutely. So everyone who was involved in that event was convinced that Jesus really had died and that he was put in that tomb. And
there's one big problem with that.
Yeah.
Just heard Ernie's army say about blood and water coming from his body.
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't have happened if his heart was pumping.
Right, so, yeah. Where do we go with that one? Okay, so I think we've established he was dead.
Who actually pushed the stone away?
Well, we don't know, do we? Whether that was the angels or God just did it. Yep, okay. So we're convinced that Jesus did die. Well, some people would say, if we can have the next one, yes, he did die, and he was put in the tomb, but he didn't rise from the dead. The disciples came along, maybe at night time, when the guards were maybe a bit sleepy, and they stole the body. What do we say about that? Is that?
They were so afraid of trying to hide it. They're not going to come out and try and do a bit of body snatching.
Okay, because they were afraid. Yeah.
There was a guard. Stop anybody doing that.
There was a guard, yeah. And the punishment for the guard for failing in their duties would be. Yeah, off with the head or whatever. Arnie?
If you stole the body from the tomb, you wouldn't take all its clothes off first.
Ah, so the clothes were still there, weren't they? We've got our detective hats on now. Yeah, the clothes were still there. If they were going to steal the body, they wouldn't leave the clothes lying there, would they? Yeah. Exactly. If they had stolen the body, why would he continue to say he's alive and pay a very, very heavy price for doing that? Carol?
The disciples were expecting Jesus to rise from the dead.
They weren't expecting him to rise from the dead. Okay. Yeah, nobody was, were they? Yep. Hazel? Yeah, absolutely. Pat?
Well, other faith famous people have graves that are visited and revered and all the rest of it. Nobody's ever said Jesus is buried here.
No. Very true. Yeah, so he is alive. Okay, it's just good to think about these things. Rather than just sing it or say it, you know, think about what we believe. Because there are people who say, well, he didn't rise from the dead, or he didn't even die. So your Christian faith does, you know, it's not that convincing, really. But actually, it is very convincing, because it's changed lives as well, doesn't it?
There's a very good book called Who Moved the Stone?
Who Moved the Stone, yeah. Yeah, there are a few books that give a lot of good reasons why Jesus rose from the dead. So, we're absolutely convinced Jesus rose from the dead. He is alive today. So here's our next question. What does the resurrection mean for us today? Does it make any difference? What difference does it make? What does it mean for us? Is it just a nice story? What does it mean for us today? What do you think?
His presence with us every day.
Thank you, Sheila. So he's alive, and he promised never to leave us. So he is with us every day. Anything
else?
It's our purpose in life. Yeah, because he's alive, we find purpose in him. Life begins to make more sense, and life has meaning because Jesus is alive.
Hope of salvation.
Yeah, because he lives, we also can live. Yeah, death is the last enemy. Death is this big dark cloud, isn't it, that hangs over all of us. And yet Jesus conquered death, and so the cloud kind of dissipates, and the sun comes through for us because he rose from the dead. He defeated the grave. Excellent. I love it. Anything else?
Our Redeemer is alive.
Our Redeemer is alive.
Amen. No beginning, no end.
Yeah, absolutely. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. He what? He's able to meet our needs, absolutely. Arne? And we are forgiven, yeah. Isn't that amazing? Because he's alive. He defeated death, he defeated sin, he paid the price for that on the cross. He's with us forever. He meets our needs, he meets us wherever we are. He is an amazing God, and he is our risen Christ. And it's because he lives, you're absolutely right, because he lives, we can face whatever tomorrow brings us. Whatever we're facing today or tomorrow or whenever, because we have the promise that the risen Christ will always be with us. So we're going to finish by singing that great hymn, Because He Lives, you and I can face our tomorrows. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for loving us all the way to sending your Son into this world, to die upon a cross, not only to die, but to take our sin upon himself. Every filthy sin we've ever said, thought, or done. And that through his sacrifice we find forgiveness and cleansing and healing and a new beginning.
But we thank you too, Lord, that you vindicated him. 3 days later, you raised him back to life, and that he lives forever with you to reign. And because he lives, we can indeed face tomorrow. Lord, you alone know what our tomorrows are. You know everything. And you are prepared to walk with us day by day. So we bless you and we celebrate who you are and all that you've done. And today we thank you that you raised Jesus to life, bringing us hope eternal. Lord, receive our thanks. Help us to live our lives in the light of his resurrection and to share that life-giving news to those around us. Lord, it is too good to keep to ourselves. So we bless you and pray, Lord, you'll go with us throughout this day and in these coming days. Hear our prayer, Lord, and receive our thanks as we give it to you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Enjoy the rest of Easter Sunday.